I was a first-year
Wild
pastor.
Wild husband.
Hello.
That's some help with show prep.
Dr. Laura! Dr. Laura has joined us. She's going to help us with... She doesn't want to know we're prepping right now, though.
Oh, really?
No, she doesn't.
Well, how do you know it's me?
Oh, we are right. It isn't Dr. Laura. It's Pastor William Rennick.
So
on our webcast today. We're doing our show prep.
And what does that mean exactly? What are you doing?
Well, we construct our bits. We put together our characters, write a little of the copy points.
What do you mean you put together characters? I thought those were all real.
Those were all real people. Well, they are real people.
That's right. They exist somewhere.
Trevor tells me that they're not, so I try to go humor
him. They exist somewhere, Trevor.
Well, the
audience doesn't know this is me. I could be a bitch.
Tell you a story. I had the union call right when I started working at KFI. The union called David and said, you got yourself a problem, friend, because you got 15 people working on the Phil Hendry show, and they are not... And you're going to, what did he threaten? He threatened David with the decertification or something. And David said, had I been thinking clearly, I should have said, well, go ahead and try it, because we're not going to make those guys join the union anyway.
Oh, that would have been great.
Yeah. But instead he said, you moron, that's Phil Hendry doing all his voices. And he said, but the silence on the other end of the phone, you know, continued for like 2 minutes, and then he heard a body drop.
Can I watch you do a voice?
Well, darling, what do you want me to do? This is Margaret. You're Dr. Laura. You know, I wrote a column about who's the slut and who's the Barbara the Angelus. I saw her at Karen Mandebach's house. It was a barbecue for Carsey Werner. Oh my God, the gut on her. But the breasts look good, Barbara. Good for you. And no, really, and I didn't notice them at all with the V down to the navel. And but anyway, we love you very much. I've read your book, 10 Things That I Did to My Husband. What was it? Oh, 10 Things I Did to the Boyfriends to Mess Up My Life.
Now, let me ask you, when was the first time you slipped into a voice?
When I was probably about 3 or 4.
So you just started doing this as a kid?
Yeah, I did. My first impression was of James Mason, because we had just come back from seeing 55 Days at Peking.
Yes,
my parents had
taken
me to see that movie, and I came back doing this James Mason voice, and I was 7. You know, Mr. Kaplan, I'll carry your bags for you if you want me to. Yeah, but I would sit in my room for hours, just like you know, cracking myself up, basically.
Well, when did you start slipping into female voices?
I had to. That was out of necessity. When I started doing a radio show, I knew that I had this sort of, well, you know, I better bring some female personalities into this. And then I lost my falsetto. And I'm working with Roger Love, by the way, who's just
brilliant.
He's getting my range back for me. Because I lost my falsetto about 15 years ago. I used to do a natural head voice. But that went away, so I have to strain to even do that.
Oh, that's not good.
No, it's bad. But
he stretched you.
He's
how many
brilliant.
Notes do you think you're high?
He got me to a C. He's
all
got,
right.
He says he's got me up in the head voice now. It's a
good.
C, and I was at a B flat. He says, and you know, Roger, he's going, me, come on, Phil, me. Oh, I like that. I'm going to get that B flat.
He is very good.
Yeah, he's terrific.
You know, he was an opera singer when he was young,
he's
and
got
his
a great voice
changed.
Real.
And they told him it would be 3 years to retrain his new pitch, and he decided, I don't think so.
You're
he
kidding.
He sang at the Hollywood Bowl.
Well, he's got a beautiful voice as it is.
Yeah. Although not at 6:30 in the morning.
No.
And I have my life.
Well, then he says, what songs do you like? I said, I what songs? The Sweet Emotion by Aerosmith. I don't know. So he breaks out this Broadway show tune book. And so there I am. I have often walked down the street before, feeling like a dork.
Yeah, but you can carry a tune. I'm a failure. I can't carry a tune.
You want to sing a song for our...
I can't carry a tune. I'm not lying. Trust me.
Why don't you get back to the show, Brett?
No. She's going to hang around.
And it's fun.
Well, another thing. All right, Ed. Thank you very much, Laura. Thanks for stopping by. Dr. Laura, folks.
Bye.
Now, let's get back to our Pastor William Rennick bit about...
Pardon.